Hello, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier. I founded the company in 2002. And in this interview series, I talk to some of the people behind the companies that we offer on our shop to find out more about what they do. What is the ethos behind the company, and particularly not just the processing in the products, like the ingredients they use and how they put everything together, but also how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers? Most companies in this industry put a huge amount of integrity and dedication into providing products that are really benefiting the people and the planet. So I wanted to provide insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're not just investing in your health, you're investing in a better world for us all. On this show, I'm talking to Charlie of Gourmet Spirulina. Gourmet Spirulina make my favourite spirulina products. I use them almost every day. So, yeah, have a listen to what Charlie has to say about how he produces the spirulina and why his is the best. Hi, Charlie. How are you today?
Hi, Kate. I'm so fine.
Good. So I'm so pleased to be talking with you today. I've been a big fan of your products for the past couple of years, and I do consume them very regularly, and I do recommend them to everyone. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your business and what you do?
Well, yes, absolutely. First, thank you very much to make this little interview happening, and with you also, because you are part from our life from 2 years ago. I can see on my note that we are working since 2016. I'm basically very happy that we can have a little chat. First, I can say that Gourmet Spirulina is a vision. I wasn't looking for making any business or any kind of business with spirulina. I just wanted to learn how spirulina could be produced. And I discovered that we can produce spirulina with such an easy way to conserve all the nutrients doing a method that it's called low temperature drying, low drying temperature. And that's this way of producing spirulina can conserve all the vitamins and everything in the spirulina. And at the time, in 2009, we just have spirulina, basic spirulina, in powder, in tablets. And the spirulina was dried with a kind of such a different way. And it was by atomization. And it was drying at 180 degrees. Absolutely not how we do it now with Gourmet Spirulina. We are drying it at 42 degrees, so we can call it raw.
Yeah, so let's just be clear, because the vast majority of spirulina on the market, nearly all spirulina that people are buying, is not raw.
Yeah, absolutely. We can absolutely say that all my competitors, and good as they can be, are not drying it at low temperature. It is a very well technique, known technique, but it is very complicated to do it because it is very long. We need to dry like 8 or 9 hours the spirulina. So the water is just getting out of the spirulina naturally and with the air. Our competitors are putting the spirulina, they are filtering the spirulina and put them in a tank, like to make this kind of technique called atomization, and they are burning the spirulina. So normally, basically, when you buy spirulina without the name Gourmet Spirulina, you bought burned spirulina. Yeah.
I think
You can have a very kind analysis with the ficocyanina. The ficocyanina is a pigment, it's a blue pigment that is two things. One thing, the first thing is that it will increase the white cells in your body. So very good for all the immunity. And the second thing for gomme spirulina is the way to know if the spirulina is well dried or not. Because naturally, in the tanks, the spirulina have between 21 and 25% of phycocyanina. When you are drying at 42 degrees, we just can be at 21 and 25% after all the step to dry the spirulina. Yeah. So we are claiming that we are between 21 and 25, not 25 only, because we are also having perturbation in the production. So it's normal to have 21 to 25. My competitors have 5%, 6%, 10%. The maximum can be 12 with the high temperature drying method.
And I think the immediate difference that people always remark upon when I give it to them is the taste.
Oh yeah, well the taste is incredible. Yes, it's true. The taste of this spirulina is natural, and as it is raw, it conserves all the little specification of the spirulina natural. So it's good. It's good. We are not eating burnt spirulina. So yeah, it can be quite good. You can sprinkle it in salad, in yogurt, in soup. And with these three little forms, the crunchy, the nibs, and the petals.
Yeah, I think most people are used to Chinese spirulina, which has a kind of pond-like taste, doesn't it? But yours is kind of nutty.
Yes, it's a terrible taste. Yes. you know why? It's not complicated to know why. When you are filtering the spirulina, well, in China or everywhere, that's not drying at low temperature. When it's high dry temperature, they are not only drying spirulina, they are drying all the water and the culture water with the spirulina. They didn't make any pressure between two steps. So that's why it can be with a very big taste, very hard to eat.
Yeah. So do you want to start by telling us where you grow your spirulina?
Yeah, absolutely. We are growing our spirulina in all of the world that people want to have my, which we could say my cahier des charges, which is saying in English, the production obligation, something like this. If some producer want to be a provider for gomme spirulina, they can. All is open. So we are every time taking care of a new provider to help them to get this high quality, because we trust a lot in giving knowledge to the people, so we can buy very good spirulina, and they will have very good spirulina, and they also will distribute the product everywhere. So it's like a part of a global changing way of thinking, we can say. Like, we want to have good spirulina for everybody, so I'm giving the technique to everybody. And today I'm working with Burkina Faso, which is one of my famous provider. It's been 7 years that we are working together. I give them the knowledge to make the nibs, and after I invented the petals and the crunchy, I give them also the techniques, so now they can produce for us. And we have since 1 year and a half the lucky to have some people from Netherlands that live now in Ghana. So they are now producing in Ghana. Yeah. This is a little story, fun story. We produced in the past spirulina in France for 2 years, and I formed these two people in my farm. And now the Ghana is giving us like the best quality of spirulina ever. They are like at 24 or 25% of phycocyanina, which is the highest level you can have. So incredible.
So it has to be a country with lots of natural light, lots of sun.
Well, a lot of sun, yes. We need to be in the tropical line, and to have a lot of sun and a warm. Because we could do it in France or in Norway, we could do it everywhere, but the cost of making your farm become warm could cost a lot. For example, the tank where lives the spirulina need to be at exactly 37.5 degrees. Uh-huh. So it's a lot.
I was in
The warehouse, for example, we need to be at 60 or 70 degrees Celsius.
Yeah. I was in Bali at the beginning of the year, and I went to a spirulina farm there, and I was so excited. I don't think the guy understood
my passion.
But he was saying that it's self-replicating, so it just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain that to us?
Maybe can you make another way the question that I can...
So he said he started with 7 square meters of spirulina that he got from Peru, and it just keeps growing. So he keeps adding more tanks because it just, as long as it gets the right water and light, it just keeps growing and growing. So that's partly what makes it so sustainable, because it just...
Well, this is the more, I think, a little person who wants to produce spirulina. The production technique is more complicated. Naturally, spirulina is growing, for example, in lakes. We have natural lakes in the Chad. We have natural lakes in India, in South America. So basically, this is the natural source of spirulina. But the problem with the lake is always the problem of the bacteriological problem. You have fish and birds and everything like this. So what we've done is to take the spirulina out of his natural way of living, and we've put in the spirulina in the tank with the water, and we are adding ingredients, organic ingredients that keep the spirulina growing.
Does it then keep, like, can you just make more and more from the same, like, starter batch? Does it just keep?
No, it's not like this. You need to be very, very secure on the production, because technically it's complicated. The production of the spirulina need to be at the sun and with a lot of warm. We are adding ingredients to make it to make the production stable. Uh-huh. If you are not adding any ingredients in the spirulina, the spirulina will just live, but will not produce a lot. You know, kind of thing. For example, in the lake, the spirulina in the lake is not very grossing. It's not grossing a lot. We need to be expert, and we need to take out the spirulina to put it in the tank and to make grossing the spirulina with adding some ingredients, which are organic ingredients, basically. And we call this NPK, nitrogen. We need to put some nitrogen, some CO2, some dioxide, carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Okay. And little nutrients that are basically iron and other things like that. Uh-huh. And the spirulina need this. So normally she find it in the lake, and she will not find it if you don't put it in the tank production. That's basically the point.
But it is one of the most sustainable ways to feed people, isn't it? Especially when you compare the protein levels.
I am not sure about this. I think it's a very good way to give some people good nutriment. But for example, when you are talking about the spirulina, the bad seller will tell you that it's a lot of protein. Well, it's basically not the case, because when you are taking some spirulina, the consumption for one adult more or less is 3 grams to 5 grams. If the spirulina is 65 or 70% of protein, you will just have about 2 to 3 grams of protein by day. Uh-huh. So it's not quantity of the spirulina, which is interesting, it's the quality. Uh-huh. And now I'm explaining the quality of the spirulina, of the protein of the spirulina. The quality is very interesting because the body needs to produce the protein. To produce the protein, you need to have 20 amino acids. And there are 8 which are the essential.
Yeah.
And these 8 essential are in the spirulina.
Uh-huh.
So that's why it's very good to take some spirulina for your production of your protein.
Yeah.
It's not basically giving you protein. It's giving you the 8 essential to create yourself your own protein. So it's like, wow, incredible about the protein. For example, I can add something about the iron, which iron in the planet, I am making the question myself, which is having iron in the planet today? Well, spinach, okay, meat, right? Little things that I can't say in English, like haricot vert or something like this, okay. But the spirulina is iron. It's pure iron without any secondary effect.
Okay.
For women, it's incredible. It's huge. In one spoon, you will have 90% of your necessary iron a day. So for the woman, it's just a bomb effect. All the iron today, in when you are going to your pharmacy, your chemistry, it's all chemist. It's all iron, very hard to assimilate, and you have secondary effects which are terrible for the woman. Now with this spirulina, with Gomez spirulina, not with all the spirulina, we have to take care about this. Eh? But with Gomez spirulina, you are giving like 90% of the iron. It's incredible. So it's a very good product for women.
Yeah.
For women, I'm saying women because of the loss of iron every month. Basically normal, which give we say in French the anemia, the anemia with the
anemia,
the, the anemia, which is the basic lack of iron. Iron in the body of the woman.
Do you want to tell us a bit about then the products that you make, the petals and the nibs, and how you make those and how they're different from normal spirit?
It's a good question, which is a little bit something that I'm keeping for it for myself because I invented it, and I hope I will not be copying now. I will be very happy to be copied. I am already copied by some providers. So I'm very proud because they are not making as good as we are, but they are doing a good spirulina. So basically all the planet and all the customers will have good product normally at the end. I really want to keep my secret for 5 to 10 years, and after everyone could make it. It's not incredible. It's just that I'm the first to have think about this, and my idea was at the beginning we have to make someone take some spirulina for 3 months for cure. So normally, basically, you take your spirulina in before the winter, so 3 months before the winter, and more or less 3 months after the winter, so 2 times a year. And I was thinking to myself, I have to take spirulina for 3 months. Okay. In 3 months, we could have 3 products different, not to take every time the same product, or tablets, or the nibs, or the powder. So I just decided to say, okay, we have the nibs. So this will be 1 month, 90 grams for 3 grams a day. I will develop 2 other products. And I invented the petals like this. And the crunchy was invented by another guy, but I just make it a little bit better. So basically, we now have 3 products for 3 months. So you can take one poachers for 1 month and make your cure like this.
They're really delicate, aren't they? They're really kind of, they almost melt in the mouth.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And I think if someone just did like a blind taste test, they didn't know what they were eating. I don't think they'd even guess it was spirulina because it doesn't have, it just has a like a.
Yeah, it's true that it's a huge way to consume spirulina. We could say very in advance in our time with this kind of spirulina. That's why we aren't so developed everywhere.
Yeah.
Because basically people say, oh no, spirulina, it's horrible, I don't want this, because they knew the powder. So my work now is to make people discover this product. So we are every time sending little samples to the people that they want to make them taste, say, hey, come on, you will when you will have it in your mouth, you will say that it's not spirulina, that's impossible, because it's good.
And tell us about your other products as well. You have a range of tablets, don't you?
Well, our range of product is very developed now. I'm very proud of it, because we developed spirulina with other products. So we are basically adding some full products. For example, we have the spirulina, so 100% pure. Okay. We have it in nibs, crunchy petals. And with this product, we are making the one in powder and in tablets. So it's like 5 products. But after that, I decide to create a product with some ginseng. So we are doing like spirulina and ginseng. We are doing it in powder and in tablets.
Uh-huh.
The ginseng is the white ginseng. It's all for the anxiety, the stress.
Yeah.
So you an anti-stress. We have the second product, which is with the curcuma. So spirulina curcuma, and it's all the totem of the product. It's not like a curcuminoid with the extract and everything like this. No, it's the pure product. So spirulina, ginseng, spirulina, curcuma. Curcuma is like the anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have the third product, which is the spirulina and camu camu. The camu camu is a little fruit from Peru who give like 20 to 50 times more vitamin C. So the C vitamin is very interesting with the spirulina because it helps. It's helping to assimilate the iron of the spirulina. So very interesting.
Yeah.
And the last one is the spirulina with baobab, which is a spirulina and baobab. It's not very known as a gift to. The baobab is a plant that gives a lot of vitamin C. C vitamin, and people don't know that. So it's very interesting for the iron as the camu camu, but also the baobab is a lot of fiber, so very good for the transit, for the stomach. Yeah. That's all our products, spirulina and spirulina and adding. And after we have like a little range of, we say in French, plaisir culinaire, which are culinary pleasure.
Yeah.
And they are our chocolate. Well, but the chocolate, we will stop it for the 6 months to 12 months for the reason that we can't do everything. And we have, we keep our range of crackers. We have five crackers different. They are crackers with spirulina, of course. There are crackers with chia, with baobab, with tomate, and with olive. And this is more for the funny part. It's like l'apéro santé, like aperitif, yeah, healthy aperitif.
Yeah.
Yeah, healthy aperitif.
Okay.
Yeah. that's the product.
What were you telling me at the beginning before we started recording? You started going into something interesting and I was like, let's do that on the recording. What were you telling me?
I don't remember. I am every time so with a lot of passion of my product. That
I was saying about the importance of connecting to the environment and like the bigger picture of the products, and you were telling me about how that was really important to you. And
yes, well, yes, it's very important. It's a very good question, Kate, and thank you to bring it back, because for me it's very important. I didn't make my company just to make some business. I've made it to make business with every people that was in need and interested of the social part.
Yeah.
For example, my provider are giving normally 5 to 10% of their production to children in need. So this is what I can ask for my provider. If you want to work with Gourmet, well, I'm asking it. It's not like an obligation. If a producer can't do it, well, we are not doing it. But if he can, it will be a very great pleasure, and I will buy more from him than from the other, for example. The second point is that when the production is done, when it's arriving to Europe in France, all the product is conditioning by discapacitated people. So they're handicapped people that are making the everything. Like they are putting the spirit in the pouch. They are putting the label on the pouch. They are closing the product. They are making everything. And after, they are selling. And after that, I am always trying to choose my customer. I don't want to be a company who is selling for selling. I want to have an impact to my customer. So I want to choose my customer who want to participate to this kind of sustainable development, we could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So a lot of work.
At the beginning, you were telling us the difference between your spirulina and most other brands of spirulina. And you're saying about the percentage of, and it was a word, but it was beginning with F, and I didn't quite hear.
Well, it's not F. Well, maybe in English it's F. It's ficocyanina.
Yes.
But I think it's pH. Ficocyanina. Ficocyanina, yeah. Phycocyanins. Ficocyanins, exactly.
Okay, so can you explain to us what ficocyanins are?
Yes, ficocyanin is two things. Well, it's basically a lot of things, but we could say three things. Three things very important. One is the quality of the characteristic of the ficocyanin. What is it? It's a blue pigment, which will help to grow the white cells in your body. So it will participate to help you on the immunity. This is the first thing. The second thing, it will be very interesting. It is very interesting for the sport, for the sport people.
Yeah.
But it is facilitating the cicatrization of the we could say in French is of the oxidative stress, which is done by the sport when you are doing a sport very hard, and the ficocyanin will help to facilitate to eliminate the lumbago. And the third thing, which is the most important for us, to Gourmet Spirulina, it's an indicator. It's a level. When you have a lot of ficocyanina in your product is good.
Right.
But careful to analyze the ficocyanina after the drying process.
Uh-huh.
Because all my competitors, when they saw that I was every time talking about my ficocyanina rate, which are basically the same that we have in the tank, 21 to 25%, it's huge, because it's like if it's the same as if we didn't have made any process between the tank and between the drying process. And there are seven steps. Now you have to filter it, you have to press it, You have to extrude it. It's a lot of work. And if you keep the same rate of the phycocyanina that they're in the tank, well, you have a very good product. My competitors are saying also that they have the same rate, like 20% or something like this, but because they are analyzing it in the tank, yeah, not after the drying process. So when I'm doing myself the analysis of their product, they are basically 5 to 10%.
Yeah. Mm.
Incredible.
Are you able to say, I know it's hard because you have a lot of different producers, but you're able to say how much spirulina you're harvesting, like, in a year?
We could say about, let me think. I could say it's 7 to 10 ton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite of the products?
Yeah.
Which
my,
is
my favorite? Everyone, every product are my favorite, because you know why? Because they are all particular. It's like if you can ask in which one of your 10 brothers do you love more?
Yeah.
Well, I love the same because they are always with a little particularity. So yeah, I love it more. Everyone.
Which is the best sellers?
The best sellers could be the it's a good question. I am surprised because they are the tablets. Uh-huh. But why? It's a very good analysis because people don't like spirulina. They know about our qualities or they are buying to us a lot, yeah, but they are not making the first step, you know, to consume the spirulina nibs. I can say that the better sales is the tablets, in the tablets range, but in the culinary grade, it's the petals.
Yeah, the petals is my favorite.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, Charlie.
Thank you very much for this interview, Kate. I'm very pleased to do something like this. I hope we keep contact and we are, well, in contact with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting Raw Living, rawliving.eu. If you haven't got an account already, sign up for account. You get £5 off your first order. And you can also hear more of my interviews over on katemagic.com. Please subscribe and rate the podcasts. It really helps. And yeah, thank you. See you next time.